The 4P's podcasts are funded by the National Lottery Community Fund. When people are in the lead, communities thrive. To find out more, go to tnlcommunityfund.org.uk.
Hiya, Harrison back again with another gaming podcast. Today it is Mega Man X, a series of retro platformers created by Capcom, who are most known for games like Street Fighter and Devil May Cry. The hardcore difficulty mode makes this series infamously hard, and not suited for easily frustrated younger players. Following the two legacy collections, however, you can switch to Rookie Hunter mode to lower the difficulty on those versions. Following its kid-friendly series, which is known simply as Mega Man, you'll have to fight your way through your 8 stages to reach and defeat the boss and gain their weapon. The twist here, however, is that each boss has a weakness to at least one boss's special weapon and will take more damage from it. Furthermore, each game has an opening and interlude stage, both with an easy boss fight. After the interlude stage, you'll do the same with 4 final stages, with the 4th boss being Sigma, who is suitably tough to beat. He will also have 2 phases to his boss fight, each with a different weakness. Defeat him and you'll beat the game. Unless, of course, you're playing X8 on normal or hard difficulty, at which point you'll beat one form of Sigma, and then face Lumine, who has 2 forms, with the most potent special attack of the series in his second form, which is activated at a certain point, Paradise Lost. When this is initiated, you must defeat Lumine in less than 30 seconds. If you fail to do so, you'll suffer instant death and will have to start from his first form again. The difficulty and unforgiving platforming are fair distractions for some, but for those it is for, it's a fantastic adventure for gamers.